Hey, we're on chapter 14, verse 8. And it says, this is according to the Metzudos, the Ralbag, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. The wisdom of the cunning understands his way, but the foolishness of the fool is deceit. Okay? The first question is, what does it mean, understands his way? Okay? So, the Metzudos and the Ralbag say that he knows how to make correct decisions in his life. He understands the correct way of making decisions, so he has a good life. The Rabbeinu Yonah agrees, but he adds midos, that he has to correct his traits, okay? Because traits affect your decision-making. So that is what understands his way is, okay? All right, now, what type of fool are we talking about? We're talking about a ksil, okay? It says, but the foolishness of the ksil is deceit, okay? Deceit means that, in other words, like this, the ksil and the arum, that's the cunning, both of them make decisions in life. There's certain types of fools that don't make decisions. But the Metzudos points out that these two people both make decisions in life. But the only thing is that the arum, the cunning guy, makes it according to chachma. According to the correct way of thinking. But however, the ksil always lies his way out. He always is working on some type of trick to be able to be successful. So it's like it says by Paro, Hova nes chachmalo, let us become wise. In other words, force ourselves to think how to overcome our problem of the Jew, you see? So they really think it through. He had a plan, a way of working, of how to deal with it. That's what, that is the ksil. Ksil means he has a plan. He has a plan of evil, how to work with it, okay? But it is a plan. That's what the Metzudos David says, that they both make decisions. They both think it through. But one thinks it through with correctness, and the other one thinks it through deceit and trickery and to work out how to fool people. So that's the way he says it. But he thinks it through how to do that. So what the ksil doesn't have is he doesn't understand his way. In other words, he doesn't understand the correct way, so he's using an incorrect method of thinking. He is thinking, but he's using an incorrect method of thinking. Therefore, he must fail. In the long run, he will fail. I mean, the question could we show how he fails? The answer is the pasuk doesn't point out how he fails. The pasuk doesn't. I mean, there are a lot of pasukim that show how they fail. You understand? But the thing is that all the Ralbag says is that since he does not know his way, does not understand his way, meaning that he doesn't use chachma, he doesn't have the correct way of thinking. So the Ralbag says, therefore, he must fail. Okay? And in this case, they do not tell how he fails, exactly how. I guess there's different ways that people could fail. Once they start using irrational thought, then there's different ways that they could fail. In other words, his thinking is corrupt. That's what the Ralbag is saying. His thinking is corrupt. So since his thinking is corrupt, so he will make mistakes.